and tune in to The Sound of Pictures, where you'll hear the full spectrum of soundtrack music. I'm Shilly here every Sunday morning from 8 until 9. Hey, I'll bring the records, you bring the ears, and together we'll see what happens.
Stay tuned, you're listening to X-Ray FM.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nihalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. We're streaming online everywhere at xray.fm, where the radio's yours. The Commodore Theater, you're listening to the Head East Show, and I am honored to have a special guest in the studio tonight. We have no other than Alan the Ambassador Thayer from KMHD, host of the Brazilian Beat Show, here with us to take a little break from mostly the jazz-oriented, jazz and soul and funk-oriented show that he does on KMHD to do some more psych jams for your question. How you doing, Alan?
I'm good. I like that it's the Commodore and the Ambassador.
Right.
We're like representing some heavy hitting titles here.
That's right.
I'm excited to dig deep and to play some stuff that I generally don't play on KMHD, because rock is the one thing that is really not played on KMHD. We're beyond boundaries or without boundaries, but rock is, I think, actually outside of the boundaries.
Yeah. And your collection is like no other, you know, certainly in the Pacific Northwest.
I've been working on it for a long time.
you got a bit of a problem.
My bank account, you know, can attest to that, or lack of bank account, really.
So, I want the listeners to experience this first tune here. We're going to come back and learn more about what Alan's up to and some of the things he's done for the Brazilian scene out there in a bit. So, text line is 971-220-KXRY. Let us know how you're doing.
Jandira gostou do mundo, qual uma folha ao vento, livre borboleta a voar. Sentiu que a vida também tinha alegria, Jandira cantava, Jandira sorria, Jandira vivia na folia. Thank you.
Agitada e cansada, que eu levo sem encontrar a minha paz, e que faz com que eu tropece tanto nestas ruas que só tristeza me dá. Se eu sou hippie, é você quem faz. Meus caminhos são longos demais. Cabeça baixa, triste e cabeludo, vou seguindo, procurando encontrar nestas ruas que tropece o novo rumo, meu destino. Um dia a glória e a paz eu vou alcançar. Se eu sou hippie, é você quem faz. Meus caminhos são longos demais. Você
ainda quer me magoar. Se meu peito já explode de emoção, você diz que eu sou um hippie cabeludo, sem saber que eu sou a nova geração que procura bater o coração.
Se rock, rock me.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
Oi, le 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 le.
Le 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 le.
Bob Dica, diga, que me renda-se. Cai cigano, cai canibal. Já rangiu Century Fox, Gal Vermelha, Cigarettes, Billy Halle, Holly Flex, Johnny Chop, 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 Chop. Bob Dica, diga, Jimmy Renda-se. Cai cigano, cai camundó. Já rangiu Century Fox, Gal Vermelha, Cigarettes, Billy Halle, Holly Flex, Johnny Chop, 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 Chop. Jane, chop, 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 chop. Oh, Jane, chop, 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 chop. Oh, Jane, chop, 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 chop. Yeah, 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 yeah,
se rock, rock me.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
Le 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 le.
Le 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 le.
Bob Dica, diga, Jimmy Renda-se. Cai cigano, cai camanibal. Já rangiu Century Fox, Gal Vermelha, Cigarette, Billy Halle, Holly Flex. Chop, 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 chop. Bob Dica, diga, Jimmy Renda-se. Cai cigano, cai camanibal. Já rangiu Century Fox, Gal Vermelha, Cigarettes, Billy Halle, Holly Flex. Jane, chop, 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 chop. Ô Jane, chop, 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 chop. Ô Jane, chop, 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 chop. Ô Jane, chop, 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 chop. Yehele, 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 yehele. Oh, puta me look, me look love me.
Puta me look love me.
Taki taki sotaki, destaki taki shi.
Taki sotaki, destaki taki shi.
Oh, tiki butiki, kiti kiti gamu.
Tiki butiki, kiti kiti gamu.
All right, let's catch up on what we've been listening to here, the Ambassador.
That last one was Tom Zay. Mm-hmm. For those of you who might be familiar with some Tropicália sounds, he's kind of got an unmistakable voice, and sort of like he was the elder statesman of the whole Tropicália thing, older than Caetano and Gil and Gal Costa, but also from Bahia, and fascinating artist as well. I mean, a visual artist as well as a musician. That was Jimmy Rendese from, I think, 1971.
Uh-huh. And you interviewed him.
I did. I haven't done anything with it. Oh, the one thing we haven't talked about, I wrote for Wax Poetics for many, many, many years. Mm-hmm. And there was one point there was going to be a Tom Zay story, but it just never quite happened. So somewhere in my hard drives, I have a Tom Zay interview with me, you know, trying to keep up in Portuguese because he doesn't speak much English.
Wow.
But I think he's still alive.
Okay. Was it David Byrne that was trying to, like, bring him?
Luaka Bob really revived his career. And then he toured with Tortoise back in the day.
That's right, yeah.
And even recorded some with them.
That's right,
Never seen him live, unfortunately. I was not paying attention in that moment or in the right city.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, great track off that 7-inch. And then before that, we had, I'm going to butcher all the names here. So
it's all right. I can just do it for you if you want.
Yeah, I think I'd like that.
Well, I think you can say the title's Hippie.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And the group is called Os Maracajás, which I think means like the wolves or something like that, off of a smaller label, I think from 1972. And no artists no musicians on there. So I really don't even know who's behind that. But we were talking about how in 1972, there were probably, you know, less than five synths that could play that synth part in all of Brazil, because it was so hard to get certain musical equipment, you know, outside of the U.S. and the U.K. and Europe, that I'm sure it was just in the studio, or they borrowed it from a friend, you know, maybe José Roberto Bertrami from Azimuth, who always had the newest stuff as it came down to Brazil. And before that, we had what was the João Maringá, really rare single. The song's called Morcego, and it's just a favorite of mine, sort of a weird, trippy jazz cut. And then we kicked it all off with Jandira by Luis Enrique from his 1975 album Mestizo. And so those, I kind of got going on the jazz tip, but we're gonna keep it fuzzy from here on out.
Okay, yeah.
A little rocky.
Yeah, Fuzz Bananas, what was it?
Joel Stones
put
that together. Joel's a friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think that was kind of like supposed to be kind of the heavy collection of.
Oh, yeah. No, I was thinking of pulling that out, but I thought it'd be a little too obvious to play from. No comps here tonight, y'all. No comps.
I'm staring at a lot of stack of 7-inches right now and just LPs.
And unfortunately, I won't be able to play them all, so you'll have to have me back.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
If I do all right.
For sure, yeah. Before we get to the next cut, you mentioned your work writing for Wax Poetics, but you also wrote a book for 33 and a Third series about Tim Maia, about his Rationale period.
No, I got the opportunity to write for like the Brazilian sub-series that they did, and I think might still be going. And so they asked me what I wanted to write about, and I thought there couldn't be a more interesting record or series of records to pick than when Tim Maia, who if you don't know, you probably know if you listen to X-Ray, who Tim Maia is. He's sort of like the James Brown of Brazil. Mm-hmm. And at the peak of his fame in 1973-74, he joined a cult, kind of like Scientology, but not actually related to Scientology. Mm-hmm. You know, but obsessed with extraterrestrials, and he turned his next double album into two records dedicated to this religious sect. And he stopped drinking and doing drugs and cut his hair and lost weight and evidently singing the best vocals of his life because he was healthy for the first time. Mm-hmm. And so I got to write about the making of those records, interviewing some of the main musicians, Paulinho Guitarra, who is the guitar player who plays all those fuzzy lines, Isley Brothers styled guitar lines on there, and then Dom P, who was the piano player, who was only like 17 at the time. It was great. I mean, Tim Maia is probably, you know, top three musicians, one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a real honor to cover that.
And then there was a comp that was put out that you wrote the liner notes for, right?
Yeah, that was the first compilation I ever got asked to do the liner notes for, after writing in Wax Poetics about Brazilian soul music, Luwaka Bop reached out to me, and that was like the best day of my life, probably, because Luwaka Bop was like legendary. I mean, that's how I got into Brazilian music, from the Tropical Beleza Tropical compilation from 1989 that they put out, their very first release. I got invited to write about Tim Maia's life, and actually helped put a couple songs on that comp that weren't on it before they reached out to me. Yeah. So I was like, but have you heard these ones? And they had not heard those songs. This is you have to remember, guys, this is before Discogs. You couldn't see a complete discography of a lot of artists, especially if they had independent releases and you were in the U.S. and they're down in Brazil.
Yeah. It's a beautiful double LP that...
The Existential Soul of Tim Maia.
Yeah. And, I mean, do you have copies if they reach out to your Instagram?
No, I don't have many. You can. I mean, I see it in record stores all the time. It still blows my mind.
Okay.
It's currently in print.
Okay.
So it's a double LP, part of their World Psychedelic Classics series. And it's the best comp out there, I would say. I can't take credit for all the songs on there, but it's definitely, and it's got a lot of the Racional cuts, which was the first time those had been released.
Yeah, I see the bootlegs of those at Mississippi. I think I've got volume 3, which technically didn't exist.
Right? Yeah, and I wrote about that one too, which was, he did that one actually when he was fully in the cult. So the music and the lyrics were made while he was still in the group. Where the first two records, a lot of the music had already been recorded before he changed the vocals. He took off the original vocals. There used to be a version of that album with different vocals, but he recorded over them, so it doesn't exist anymore.
Okay.
A secular version.
Well, we'll get some Tim Maia in here over the, maybe next time we have you in or something like that, or I'll definitely bring some in. My favorite day was when I found those for 50 cents.
Yes.
The Ark in Corvallis, Oregon.
Gotta brag.
Yeah, about that. Gal Costa's and those too. So my Brazilian stash was the best deals ever in the history of records.
That goes up there with the best, thrift store finds. You have the Antonio Carlos and Joe Coffey, which we're going to hear from in a little bit, too.
Okay. All right. So KMHD, you can find Alan every Saturday morning.
Saturday, 8 to 10 a.m., and also on Mondays, 7 to 9 p.m. And usually the Saturday is a rerun of the Monday show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, great. So definitely check the Brazilian Beat out. If you're liking the Brazilian jams tonight on KMHD with Alan, what do we have next?
We have Marcos Roberto, and I know the translation is, who put that thought in your head? My Portuguese is not good enough to have instant recall, but it fits the vibe.
Okay.
Seven-inch only.
Okay, let's check it out. Let's head east.
Você não quer acreditar, mas já está acontecendo. E mesmo assim, sem dizer nada, eu sei que você está querendo que eu a esqueça, que eu a esqueça. Thank you.
está morrendo. Você não quer acreditar, mas já está acontecendo. E mesmo assim, sem dizer nada, eu sei que você está querendo que eu a esqueça, que eu a esqueça.
Seu chamego tá tirando nosso segue, não. Is empty from the hole to the heart. From the rudder to the sail, oh, my boat is empty. Yes, my hand is empty. From the west to the main. From the ocean to the bay. Oh, the sand is clean. Oh, my mind is clean. From the night to the day. Stair to the bow. Oh, my boat is empty. Oh, my head is empty. From the nape to the brow. From the east to the west. Oh, the stream is long. Yes, my dream is wrong. From the birth to the dead. From the east to the west. Oh, the stream is long. Yes, my dream is wrong. From the birth to the dead. From the east to the west. Oh, the stream is long. Oh, my dream is wrong. From the birth to the dead.
faz bem estar. O que me faz bem estar nos cantos pra onde pende meu corpo. O que me faz bem estar. O que me faz bem estar nos cantos pra onde pende meu corpo. No sol, os raios me chamam pro sol. Na terra, corre o fogo no meu raio. Enquanto eu vou, meu corpo, enquanto cisco os pés no fogo. Qualquer parte, em qualquer parte do globo da morte. Do globo da morte. O que me faz bem estar. O que me faz bem estar nos cantos pra onde pende meu corpo. Me faz bem estar. O que me faz bem estar nos cantos pra onde pende meu corpo. O que me faz bem estar, o que me faz bem estar nos cantos pra onde pende meu corpo. O que me faz bem estar, o que me faz bem estar, o que me faz bem estar, o que me faz bem estar.
Right, right there. What do we have right there?
We got pretty deep in it. That was Novos Baianos, Globo da Morte, from a 7-inch only, before they really broke out with their second album. That was really the one that most people know. Actually, was regarded by Rolling Stone Brazil as the best album of the 20th century of Brazil, of all of Brazilian music.
Wow,
was the album that came after this. But they rocked pretty hard back in the day.
Was their second album that you're talking about?
Yeah, this single came out right before their second album, and then before that we had Caetano Veloso doing The Empty Boat from his self-titled 1969 album, and that one featured the guitar work of a certain Lanny Gordon, who is was the go-to fuzzy Jimi Hendrix style guitar player. And we heard him on the previous two songs, so that was the third song in a row featuring the same guitarist. And The Empty Boat is significant because it was written and recorded right before he was exiled, because Brazil was a dictatorship at the time, and Caetano was outspoken, and he was given an option of basically being jailed in Brazil or taking exile. So he went to swinging London for 3 years, but felt very disillusioned. And so The Empty Boat, feeling not so great about his homeland at the time, feeling a little lost in London. A bit of political message about authoritarian governments there. And I was thinking the other day, I was like, well, at least they're not really coming for the artists quite yet here.
Yeah. I mean,
it might be soon.
But then you have, like, you know, releases like Bruce Springsteen, what he came up with after, you know, Rene Good was
murdered. Oh, I didn't.
It was, I mean, I applaud, like, his heart was in the right place.
What did he do?
It was just a really bad song.
Oh, yeah. he did yeah. a bad song.
Yeah. Yeah. So like here we have, you know, the musicianship, like in reaction to
yeah.
authoritarianism is a very different story, like in the late 60s.
Yeah. 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 Well, I mean, we can all agree that Bruce is probably not at the peak of his game right now.
It's true.
I mean, it's not. Why would he be this far in? Like, let's cut him some slack, right? Before that, we had Antonio Carlos and Joe Coffee, a duo from Bahia, doing their song Chamengo Gina in a 7-inch only version. That song appears on their third record in a not as good version, in my opinion, mostly because it doesn't have Lanny Gordon ripping it up. And then we had Eduardo Araujo from 1968, which might be one of the earliest recordings featuring Lanny Gordon. And you hear Eduardo say at the beginning, "Mr. Lanny," right before he comes in with the fuzzy guitar. I love that one. So yeah, this kind of stuff I don't get to play on KMHD. It's a little too much guitar, a little too much electric guitar.
Well, Head East will have you anytime, Alan.
Yeah.
for these jams. Okay. Yeah. So there was a lot of kind of maybe just like rotating like guitarists and things like that that kind of like showed up on a lot of the kind of same releases and things like that.
It was a small scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, most of music in Brazil released on a major record label was recorded in Rio. Some of it was recorded in Sao Paulo.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you were in Rio, like there was certain session musicians that you could call on. And back when rock was just really starting, there was not many people who could play guitar like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Lanny was like in his teens when he did most of this stuff. So he just became known as the go-to guy. And listening to him is hard to deny. So he's on early Gal Costa. He's on early Gilberto Gil, Caetano Veloso. It would be interesting to actually someone should put together a comp
of
Lanny Gordon appearances. It would definitely be worth checking out.
Yeah, wow, that's incredible. Same studio a lot of this was recorded at, or was maybe
no idea studio? About
okay.
that.
Yeah,
I mean, these are all different record labels. We had RCA, Philips, and Odeon, so all different labels. He was moving around.
Okay, yeah, that's great. All right,
and then we had Quem Pôs Tanta Cabeça na Coisa na Sua Cabeça? Who put that thing in your head, Marcos Roberto? 7-inch, probably from 1970, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow. Well, this is the sweet spot of Head East, so now we have the missing Brazil piece kind of inserted here. Really appreciate you coming in tonight, Alan, and educating us on this amazing niche world of Brazilian fuzz and psych out there from that sweet spot of the early 70s, late 60s. We've got about 15 minutes left
here. I know.
Here.
I can't believe.
It goes by fast.
I won't play them all. Like so many I haven't played yet. But I have two lined up here.
Okay.
Both songs written by Georgie Ben. Georgie Ben's not known for being very psychedelic or rock oriented, but his songs were very adaptable. And so this first one is from Erasmo Carlos from 1971. And the song is called Agora Ninguém Chora Mais. Now No One Cries Anymore.
Okay, let's hear it.
We'll be right back. escaldante. Ele nasceu, cresceu guerreando, caminhando dia e noite no deserto sem errar. Pois com muita fé ele só para pra rezar. Pois pela direção do sol e das estrelas, no oásis escondido, água ele vai achar. Pois o homem de véu azul é o prometido de Alá. Pois ele é guerreiro, ele é bandoleiro, ah, ele é justiceiro, ele é mandingueiro, ele é um tuaregue. Galopando seu cavalo preto brilhante, ele vem todo de azul, orgulhoso e confiante, trazendo seu rifle embalado e sua adaga tiracolo, sempre pronto para o que der e o que vier. Pois ele é sentimental, humano, é nobre, é mouro, é muçulmano. Pois ele é guerreiro, ele é bandoleiro, ele é justiceiro. É um tuareg.
Ah! mundo foi, será uma porcaria, eu lo sei. En el 503, en el 2000 también, mas eu sou eu, um dia o diabo. 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 Eu sou eu, um dia o diabo.
All right, Ambassador, we got a quick minute on these last ones here.
We're going to do it quickly. That was El So El Nicuri El Diablo. I can't tell you exactly what it means, but Diablo means the devil. I know that much.
Yeah.
That was Lena.
Which fits with Eddie's.
Yeah, Lena Rios. And that was actually produced by Raul Seixas, who we didn't get to, but he's a big figure in the Brazilian rock scene. Before that, we had Tuaregi or Tuareg by Gal Costa. Written by Jorge Ben. I'm pretty sure he's probably playing that strummy guitar on there too.
Mm-hmm.
Agora Ninguém Chora Mais by Erasmo, or written by Jorge Ben, performed by Erasmo Carlos from his 1971 album Carlos Erasmo. And we're going to round it up with another Jorge Ben tune done here by a little band called The Mutants, Os Mutantes.
Yes.
Minha Menina. He did his own version, but Os Mutantes just own this one. Probably my favorite song of theirs, easily.
Awesome. Thank you for
thanks
being
for having
here.
Me.
Yeah, we're going to have you again. Part
I'll,
two.
I'll be back. I'll be back. I love it.
You brought too many records tonight.
I know.
Get to them. All right. Part two.
Thanks, Commodore.
All right. Let's stay well out there. It's Eddie's.
Prateada se esconder e só dourado aparecer. Amanhecer.